Hooray! Gia here. I'm this week's host of the Creative Spiritual Journey podcast, where Judy and I talk about what we are learning on this crazy journey we call life. Today, I wanted to talk about new moons, rainbows, and Heavenly Mother. Believe it or not, there is a connection between these things. Let me explain. First, I wanted to talk about Heavenly Mother because May is the month we celebrate Mother's Day. And second, I wanted to talk about Heavenly Mother because in my quest to live seasonally, closer to the natural cycles of the earth, I have discovered her in some unexpected places, and I thought they would be fun to share. So don't you love that we have heavenly parents? This is a radical and extraordinary Christian doctrine, and one I am so grateful to have. I often repeat in my mind the opening line of the young women's theme. I am a beloved daughter of heavenly parents with a divine nature and an eternal destiny. I will literally lay in bed in the morning and recite those words over and over in my mind so that whatever is going on that day, whatever I have to do, I know who I am and where I'm going. I'm also incredibly grateful for Eliza R. Snow, who penned the words to the hymn, O My Father. Let me read you the third verse. I had learned to call thee Father through thy Spirit from on high, but until the key of knowledge was restored, I knew not why. In the heavens are parents single? No, the thought makes reason stare. Truth is reason. Truth eternal tells me I've a mother there. I love her line, truth makes reason stare. If we have a heavenly father, then we must have a heavenly mother. Mother, 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 wouldn't you like to know more about her? As a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we pray to Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. We do not pray to Heavenly Mother. We have also been taught that seeking greater understanding is an important part of spiritual development, but that we should be cautious. Reason does not replace revelation. I take that admonition to heart. And in regard to Heavenly Mother, I also find myself referring to Doctrine and Covenants 25:4. Murmur not because of the things which thou hast not seen, for they are withheld from thee and from the world, which is wisdom in me in a time to come. This verse causes me to imagine that Heavenly Mother has been withheld from us for a reason, and that at some point, some glorious, wonderful point, she will be unveiled. She will come forth in her majesty, glory, and power, and we will know her and love her. Until then, I believe our Heavenly Mother stands firmly beside our Heavenly Father and her Son. With all that said, there are some wonderful glimpses of Heavenly Mother in Scripture that thoughtful scholars have noted, and I love to study them. One of those scholars is Mandy Green, and I want to share a few things I have learned from her course, Finding Heavenly Mother in Scripture. One of my favorite concepts from Mandy are her thoughts about the artist Henry Moore, who created semi-abstract bronze sculpture. These sculptures, some of which are huge, are known for their negative space. Not the form itself, but the shape you see around them. Mandy equates this idea with seeing Heavenly Mother in Scripture. Sometimes we have to look for what is not there to find her. Applying this idea, and with her understanding of the Hebrew language, Mandy talks about several key titles of Heavenly Mother. I love these. The titles are Wisdom, Counsel, and understanding. I'm not going to go into the Hebrew details about how these words represent Heavenly Mother. For that, you will have to take Mandy's course, which I highly recommend. But let me highlight these words again. Wisdom, the ability to discern. Insight, good sense, good judgment, the sage. Wisdom implies a sense of judgment far above average. Yes, yes, don't you believe that's our Heavenly Mother? And then there's counsel, to guide, direct, warn, advise. That's advice as in consultation, a talk. Heavenly Mother is a counselor. And understanding, the power to comprehend, friendly, harmonious, relational, understanding that's not formal, but binding, compassionate, empathetic. Ah, that's beautiful. Wisdom, counsel, understanding. Don't those words describe your imaginations of a Heavenly Mother? They do mine. And here's where my brain takes a huge leap with this concept of looking at the negative space. In my humble, innocent quest to live closer to the earth and the seasons, I have been contemplating the moon and its cycles and what, if anything, it could have to teach me. So when Mandy talked about this idea of looking for Heavenly Mother in the negative spaces, my mind jumped to the moon, specifically the new moon, the ultimate negative space, there but not there, unseen, in the shadows. To me, that describes my current relationship with her, not there, but there. And here's what's cool. I love the light of the full moon all the more because of the darkness of the new moon. It's part of the cycle. Will we love our Heavenly Mother all the more for not having known her for a season? I don't know for sure, but the idea just makes me happy, and I'm fascinated that trying to tune into the moon and its cycles has led me to Heavenly Mother. I suppose this shouldn't be surprising. Through time, the moon has been seen as a feminine symbol, with its cycle representing immortality and eternity. Another thing that, for me, ties the moon to Heavenly Mother is that the moon is said to represent our development while earthside, the new moon being infancy, the crescent moon being youth, the full moon adulthood, and the waning moon, the decline of life. And the idea is our Heavenly Mother is there the whole time watching over us. Even if we don't see her, she is there. You know, as I was preparing for this podcast, the words Moon Mother kept coming to my mind, and I could even recall the sound of Moon Mother's voice. And as these thoughts came to me, I began to remember that as a child, I had a record with a story about Moon Mother. I wanted to remember the story, so I began searching the internet, and I found lots of Moon Mother stories from all different cultures, Native American, Japanese, Greek. They all have this Moon Mother tradition. I'm sharing this because with all the different cultures having the same idea, I would suspect it's one of those things that's been hardwired into our DNA. Somehow it makes sense to me that the moon and Heavenly Mother are connected. So there you go. Those are my thoughts about the moon and Heavenly Mother. I hope they encourage you to watch the moon. Now I want to talk about the rainbow. I love this. It takes a bit of explaining, so bear with me. It will be worth it. Margaret Barker, a Methodist preacher and biblical scholar, found this one little change in words when she was doing her own translation of the Bible. In Ezekiel 10:20, other translators use the words the living creature, referring to the creature Ezekiel saw in a vision as recorded in Ezekiel 1. Margaret Barker feels a better translation would be, she is the living creature. There is no official explanation for the vision in Ezekiel 1. No revelation exists that explains it. But Margaret's translation allows us to wonder if the vision is Heavenly Mother. Because who else could the she be? You don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe Margaret Barker. This is simply something to ponder if you are interested. Here are my thoughts. I could spend all day talking about Ezekiel 1 and all the ways I see a feminine creature who might be Heavenly Mother, but that would be too much for this podcast. I just want to say that I see this creature energetically. I see chakra-like wheels of energy and symbolism in the animals, love in the wings, and steadfastness in her movement. Read it for yourself and ponder what you see. The one part I want to take a moment to talk about is found in the last two verses of Ezekiel 1. Ezekiel says, describing the creature, "I saw, as it were, the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain." She was seen engulfed in the bright, radiant light of a rainbow. I love that. Where I live in the high desert, I see rainbows most often in the summer when it is so hot and dry and thunder clouds begin to build, and I'm watching them and hoping and praying that it will rain and cool down the earth. Often it doesn't, and the clouds drift away, leaving me disappointed. But many times the heavenly rains fall, and I can't resist dancing outside until I'm soaked. And then, if I'm lucky, as I have been on several occasions, I will see my whole valley arched from cliff to cliff with a glorious rainbow. To me, this brings up the negative space idea again, the hot, dry longing for relief. And then the rain finally comes, quenching the earth like the love of a mother, our Heavenly Mother. And that reflection of light off water droplets creates a glorious rainbow where nothing was before. So that is the second way I've come to see her, as a longing relieved by water droplets, sunlight, and the creation of a rainbow. There is so much we don't know about Heavenly Mother, but I have every faith that the knowledge will come, and that when the time is right, we will be flooded with her wisdom, and it will be as a quenching rain. I told you in another podcast that I live in a dugout and that my desk is right by a window. What I didn't mention is that I have rainbow-creating stickers on the window, and in the morning, when the sun shines through, little rainbows shine around my space, making me so happy. Are they a gift from Heavenly Mother? I like to think so. So that's where Mother's Day and my creative spiritual journey have taken me over the last few weeks. I had no idea that I would find my Heavenly Mother in the moon and in rainbows. Look for her yourself, and don't forget to check the negative spaces. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. And if you are inclined, please leave us a 5-star review. Your help is the only way Judy and I will be able to continue this podcast. Reason tells me I have a Heavenly Mother, and that until she is unveiled, I can find her in wisdom, counsel, and understanding, as well as the moon and rainbows. Namaste.